This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
So here's some good news. Tomorrow's Friday, which means the weekend is almost upon us, and that means it's time to share some of our ideas for your weekend. And here to give us some of his is Jim Sullivan, contributor to the Boston Herald and editor at the arts event website, jimsullivaninc.com. Hey, Jim.
Hello, Anthony.
Good to have you back. What's your first pick for the weekend?
Well, there are several plays that close this weekend. Among them is Art at the New Repertory Theater, and then Superior Donuts at the Lyric Stage.
Okay, so Art is a play by Yasmina Reza. It's about two friends who wrestle over the meaning of an abstract painting, right?
Yeah. Yes, Serge and Mark are considering this all-white painting, white lines on a white, large white canvas, debating its merits or lack thereof. Is it an abstraction to the max, or maybe a hoax on the idea of art being so precious? Might remind you a bit of Warhol, perhaps.
Or maybe Damien Hirst.
Perhaps Damien Hirst.
Right,
and
yeah.
Serge spent a lot of money on this, and he has one take. Mark, of course, has another take, and then it spirals into deeper concerns about their friendship and their bonds.
Sounds interesting. So what about Superior Donuts? Tell us about that.
Well, it takes place in a small shop in uptown Chicago. It's written by Tracy Letts, who also won the Pulitzer Prize for August, Osage County. Early on, you're introduced to the shop's owner, played by Will LeBeau. That's Arthur. He's 62 years old. He fled the U.S. for Toronto during the Vietnam War. The last word his father said to him was a scream of coward. And he's running the shop that his father opened long ago because, well, that's all he does. And this is before the Starbucks era really got going, before people stopped thinking of donuts as good food.
And then it features a character named Franco Wicks, played by Omar Robinson, right?
Yes, he's a young African-American who comes bursting into the shop with all this confidence and attitude, and even telling Arthur that his donuts contribute to disease in the African-American community, and practically demanding to be hired. Turns out that he's dropped out of college and needs to make some cash to pay off a gambling debt, and working at minimum wage at Superior Donuts is his only choice, really, or option.
Well, we have a great clip from Superior Donuts. This is Franco, played by Omar Robinson, giving Arthur, played by Will LeBeau, a test. So set this clip up for us, Jim.
Well, Arthur is being tested by Franco about his knowledge of the black community and about black poets in particular.
The test is name 10 black poets.
10?
Yep. Go. 10 poets. And if you say Nipsey Russell, the game is over.
All right. Langston Hughes.
That's a gimme. One.
Maya Angelou.
Yeah, you saw her in Oprah. Good for you. That's two.
Gwendolyn Brooks.
Sure, Chicago Blood. Three.
County Cullen.
All right, now that's a good one. All right, I'm impressed. You just named the four black poets who might be in your crossword puzzle, but it gets tougher now.
So that's Superior Donuts at the Lyric Stage, which closes this weekend, and Art, which closes at the New Repertory Theater. And Jim, your next pick sounds something like this. And who are we hearing, Jim?
We are hearing the Alloy Orchestra, who will be performing original music to 10 silent films in a program called Wild and Weird at the Somerville Theater on Saturday.
Interesting, because one of the movies that's expected to make a big mark at the Oscars this year is The Artist, the French-made silent black and white movie. Silent films, it seems, are definitely in vogue. How long has Alloy Orchestra been scoring these films?
They've been doing this for two decades. They're a trio based in Boston. All of them have sort of rock roots, and they kind of stumbled upon this thing, suggested by a programmer at the Coolidge Corner a long time ago. And what they do is create with their instruments, synthesizer, clarinet, and what they call junk percussion, a whole soundtrack to these old and mostly forgotten films.
Sounds like sort of dreamy, ethereal stuff.
It can be. It also can be very loud and clattery. It goes every which way.
So that's the Alloy Orchestra this Saturday at the Somerville Theater. Jim, I've got a pick, and it goes in a very different direction with a different energy. David Javerbaum, he's the former head writer and executive producer of The Daily Show. He's co-written a memoir with none other than God. It's called The Last Testament, A Memoir by God, and he's doing a reading and a Q&A on Monday, that's February 6th, at church, appropriately enough, in Boston. Here's comedian Seth Morris reading an excerpt from that book.
Favorite flowers, daffodils and lilacs. Yay, I am confident enough in my godhood to say that. Favorite plant, Venus flytrap. 50 billion insects have died in them, and not a single one saw it coming. Favorite continent, Antarctica. And evidently it is thine also, as thou keepest importing more and more of it to thy shores.
So Javerbaum's book is an irreverent, off-color memoir of the dude upstairs, in which God actually sets the record straight on a few things, like the fact that the first human beings were a gay couple named Adam and Steve. So that's definitely news worth hearing. Again, that's David Javerbaum on Monday, February 6th at church in Boston. And in fact, you can also hear an interview with Javerbaum right here on Radio Boston on Monday. Jim, we've got time for one more pick. What do you have for us?
Sure. That would be Shay Rose. She is a rap, R&B, cross-genre singer who's doing her Boston headlining debut with her five-piece band at Cafe 939, their Red Room, on Saturday night.
So Shay Rose is a Berkeley grad. What do you know about her?
Well, I met her when I covered the Boston Music Awards for Radio Boston, and she was a dynamo, a real knockout on stage, a real whirlwind with a lot of sexuality, confidence, and some big R&B grooves, some rock and roll guitars. Her idols are people like Lenny Kravitz and Lauryn Hill.
Sounds great. Let's listen.
Now you got the introduction to the rose, new rose. Everybody knows a rose is a rose, no matter what you call it, but you can call me Shay Rose.
So that's Shay Rose at Cafe 939 on Saturday night. Jim Sullivan, thanks so much.
Thank you, Anthony.
Jim Sullivan is a contributor to the Boston Herald and editor of the arts events website jimsullivaninc.com. And for more information on all our picks, go to radioboston.org. Everybody knows